The dollar's dropping like a rock. We're borrowing $2 billion a day from overseas to buy things that we don't make in America anymore. We've lost 4 million manufacturing jobs and 40,000 jobs here in Oregon to so-called free trade agreements. And millions of middle-class Americans are seeing their pay go stagnant or decline. Our current trade policy is a dismal failure. It's a failed engine for America's economy. Now along comes the Peru Free Trade Agreement. The advocates say there's big breakthroughs, environmental and labor protections, while the destructive multinational corporate-written Chapter 11 core that brought about the failures of NAFTA and CAFTA and other trade policies remains at the center. This is by and about and for Wall Street and multinational corporations. It's not in the best interests of America's workers. It's not in the best interests of the American economy. It's not in the best interests of our national security. If trade is the engine that drives our economy, we need an overhaul. Instead, with this bill, we're getting a new hood ornament, some side view mirrors, and a misbegotten cousin of NAFTA that'll lose more American jobs.